Neil, thanks very much for joining us. Grantham come into the game, bottom of the league, 37 goals conceded, two wins all season. You've made a number of changes this afternoon, and those players out on the pitch didn't do you justice.
No, but it's my team. I will take, you know, what's just been said in the dressing room, I will take the criticism 100%. My team, I don't care if you make 18 chances today. We don't score, we don't get across the front man, we don't, you know. I'm not going to name individuals on here, you know, but ain't no in there. And I just said, if I'm lucky enough to keep my job after that, then I'm sorry, but three or four have got to go because I cannot. I will not put up with that. You know, all right, we huffed and puffed and we had a lot of ball, and Carlton Palmer said, you know, you're unlucky, best team lost, but I'm sick of hearing that. I'm sick of hearing it. And I'll get criticised for what I say on the radio tonight. I'll get criticised. I don't know what to say now. It's kind of got to go back to the drawing board and look at it, but our form is nowhere near good enough. And, you know, lots of people outside of Broadhurst Park today will be pleased with that. Lots of managers and lots of other opposing teams and fans will be pleased with that. And I've got to try and have thick skin and broad shoulders and kind of move on from it. But, no, it's tough and it's on me.
Well, it may well be on you, but as we were talking just prior to coming on, you're the manager, you give instruction to your players, and you've got to give them the opportunity to showcase their abilities or their qualities. And also, when they play for 90 minutes on that pitch, regardless of where you are in the division, they're playing for your job. Those players are playing for managers' jobs, whether they're the top of the league or in the league or bottom of the league. And if you're going to get three or four players out of 11 that aren't performing, it's now impossible. Now, you did change it very early on in 25 minutes. I'm going to say that was purely tactical and it was nothing to do with an injury, but you may tell me something different. I don't know.
I'll tell you, Swampy, we told our number 9 to get him beyond at least 10 times in the first 20 minutes because he's playing against, no disrespect, a guy that, you know, he's ageing, and I may as well talk to this red chair here. You know, didn't happen. And I'm not going to stand there and people are going, is it too soon? No, it's not, because there's an instruction. And I'll be honest with you, you know, if I've got more substitutions, I would have took off more of the front line, because, you know, the ones in behind that, apart from Linney, who showed glimpses, didn't do anything that we asked him to do. And that's kind of not wanting to do it. He's that unable to do it. You know, there was that was a tactical change. I thought we were on top after that. We switched off again on the set piece where gets you on the back of Aaron. And we get punished, and then that's kind of all they have then. But we just go chance after chance. But there was times where I put balls across the box and I'm looking and my centre midfielder's on the edge of the box and he doesn't want to go around the back to score 1-0. There's times he should go across the keeper and he doesn't do it. And it's a mindset. It's not a... And this is what I just said to the lads in there without going too much into it. It's nice academy football, isn't it, at times, and people who come through that and get educated that way. And that's not with respect to Burns, because he's a professional footballer, he can tell it. But some of them just don't want to do the other side of the game you're hoping they're going to do, but it's not in you.
Well, there are a number of basics out there, and you expect, you know, when the ball's on this left hand side and the ball comes across, you expect in your centre forwards one at least to be in front of a goalkeeper, so don't give him the opportunity. And the one thing that we've discussed on the radio, these are talented footballers, they've shown the quality, they've shown that they can score goals. We've seen games against them, and since I've been back, Radcliffe Borough 3-0, Basford 1-0, 6-0 against Scarborough, and we've seen the Bamber Bridge game, you know, 1-0. We've seen even resolute games where against Matlock we're unfortunate, I think, on Tuesday against Lancaster City. This today, though, in my experience, is probably the poorest performance from an FC 11 for some time, because they didn't look like they wanted to win the game. They didn't look like they were cohesive. They didn't look like they wanted to play for each other. There were several players doing that, but there was too many players out there playing for themselves, not wanting to, and not understanding perhaps what FC needs and what it means to play for the shirt.
That's it. That's it in one. Take Potts out of there. Potts is injured. Potsy couldn't play today, he's injured. Liv has gone mad for bringing him on after 55 minutes, but play on one leg, Potsy, because without his leadership qualities, you might be able to pass the ball, you might be able to win balls in the air, but you haven't got the other side of your game. You're kidding yourself. And I've said it before, at times you need that, and you need them Michael Potsys. And there was no fluke when he came on the pitch. We were camped in their half, and he talks his way through the game, but, you know, he was ruled out. And I know I've gone against Liv and absolutely gone across the medical team, because that'll cost him this week in training. He's got a pull cough, but Potsy's one of them old school players that just wants to play through it. we ain't got enough of the old school players. You know, I've just left the dressing room with Adam Dodd, you know, literally tearing strips off one or two people because he's been around it and he knows what it means. And, you know, I can't make excuses. I brought the players to the club.
Oh, no.
I'm not. It's not like when I first started, I brought them to the club. It's my fault. I've now recognised really quickly that when the chips are down in the last three games, what they're really about. Brilliant against Scarborough, when they stand off you can play. What it's really about, because ask yourself a question, did you see a tackle, really a tackle in the game? Did you see a forced header through? Did you see anybody get hurt in the box? I mean, somebody went down, he got a clip on his head, and we go down, we roll around, and we go off injured, then we get cramp. It's boring, to be honest, and it's not the other side of the game. And as brutal the interview will sound, and people will go, right, what are you going to do about it? Well, I've got a week now, and the 7 days going on a player who used to play for the club, we've missed that grit, tenacity and passing ability in the middle of the field. You know, we'll bring that in. We brought Burnsy in. We need another wide player. Charlie needs a rest, crying out for a rest. And, you know, that's people tell you. But at times when you've got key players out, I'm hopefully Wadika will be back next week. I hope Brad Holmes will be back next week as well. So it's big. You know, people look at ability, but I look at the other side of the game, and I didn't have a lot of ability as a footballer, but I played close to 900 games because I had a big heart and I could tackle, and that's the bit that's missing.
It's about the mental attitude. Regardless of how good you are, if you get to put the shirt on, you put 100% into a game week in, week out, and what you make up for in the lack of quality is that determination, that pride that you have putting on a shirt and getting out there. We could talk about the referee, we could talk about incident, we could talk about all sorts all day, but it made no difference, did it? Because... all those incidents aside, I mean, and again, we're looking at it. We may have been fortunate not to concede a penalty. We were very unfortunate not to get a penalty. But this game wasn't about the referee. No. It wasn't about. It was about our players. They came here today with a mindset. Obviously, you know, they've conceded 37 goals, bottom of the division. Did they set up differently to what you initially expected? Because I think the talk's always been they play a high, long ball game, chase everything down. But they weren't like that, were
they? They didn't.
They showed passion, and they showed what you wanted in your players today.
Yeah, two or three good players. They defended so well. You know, they've kept a clean sheet. FC United at the bottom of the league. They've kept. You can't knock them. You've got to say congratulations, well done. You can't take anything away from Carlton's side. And you know, they've deserved the 3 points. It doesn't matter how you get it, no matter how many chances we created, they've deserved the 3 points, and they've got it.
Is that the passion that you want to see from our players, the 11 players on the pitch? I mean, you talked about, didn't you, Henry Eze, big, strapping centre-half, not a young man, man of the match for them. He's outstanding. He comes off only because he can't walk. Mm. That was the kind of attitude you wanted from the 11 players.
You know, I asked myself a question quite a few times. What did Doyle have as a centre-half? He had passion, he was hungry, you know, and he gets a move, and, you know, we can't compete with that. What did Griffiths have as a centre midfielder? He was tenacious, he was horrible, he might have got a couple of red cards, irritability. But Michael Fowler right up front, he might not have great ability, but he worked his pan off, and, you know, it goes right through, and then you look areas in and around that and players that you've lost. But players have got to step up, and it's all right being able to pass the football. It's great, but I can't blame them. I've got to blame me, because I brought them to the football club, so it's me. And I will take that. I've just said to the chairman, now it's me, and that's, I've got to do something about it. You know, if I get to my team at Witten next week, I've got to do something about it. But I will not, I'll go down fighting, but I will not be giving at least two of them another chance in an FC shirt.
You say it's all about you, but let's not forget, these are players that you brought in that have shown the quality, shown what they're capable of doing. But when the chips are down, they're showing their other colours where they're not up to it in that respect. So, yes, everyone would agree that there's not a bad player on the pitch from an FC perspective, but we would say the introduction of Omar Sanyang, looked good. Not his favourite position, because he's a right back, but you played him up top. He looks confident, and you know he's only around him for a couple of days. Obviously, we know the quality of Sam Burns. Well, those that sort of like know Blackburn Rovers and know they're under 23s, but people won't have realised that he's not even trained with us. He's come on today.
You know, I'd love to see Burns and Holmes up top, and I might throw out the rule book and go 4-4-2. We obviously haven't got the clientele on the pitch that will do it again on me, but we've got Wadika right. You've got Big Brad out, you know. But if we get an opportunity to go 4-4-2 and, you know, two out and out wingers, and, you know, Linney or Omar or Donners, whoever it will be.
Yeah,
we've got to shake it up a little bit. Potts and the lad we've got 7 days, and it'll be a different team that take to the field next week, and there will be people. The people have to go. There's no two ways about it. I can't turn around and go, yeah, you're all good enough now. I've seen another side. You know, we can be more refereeing decisions. The only reason why I was going mad at the referee today, I need to say, because when I lost it, we had a man treated here and he had to go off the pitch. They had a man treated here and he didn't have to go off the pitch. And I was saying to the referee, and the referee didn't say in the line, he went, I told him he was on the pitch. And that, it was that consistency. And then the referee's just going, he's putting his finger on his lips and telling me to shush. And, you know, little things. So that, listen, he hasn't cost us a game.
No.
We've lost against Lancaster, we've lost against Nantwich. I think we've lost 5-7, which is nowhere near good enough. It's nowhere near good enough. And, you know, it's probably the worst run that I've had in management. So I've got to do some soul searching now and work out what we're going to do.
In because the game has gone completely against us and we've been beaten, and obviously, as you say, it's 5-7 now, is it a relief, perhaps, that there's no game on Tuesday rather than going straight back into it? Because I think with these players, some of them, you don't want them to be playing on Tuesday.
No,
you want
no.
you want in a situation where
do some work.
You've got to do some work, haven't you? Yeah,
yeah, I've got to do some work. And we know the areas of the pitch that we need. And you know, if you flip to a 4-4-2, you've got to have a different type of right back. You've got to have a different type of midfield player. You've got to have a different type of wide man. And you know, if it gives us Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday in training to work on them things, and we've got to have to do it. But you know, like I said, there'll be changes. And you know, listen, rightly so, I'm going to get criticism, rightly so. And when managers don't get results right, you know, whether or not you're Chester's managers, your FC United manager, your Bamberbridge, no matter who you are, if you don't get results, it's the manager that gets the grief, and rightly so. But if the manager gets to go again, then he's got to make decisions on the players. And you call it unlucky, or you call it stupid. I call it stupid. If I roll down players out again, I'm stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
And I won't be stupid.